It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Played that game to cover. There's something about Oregon's offensive line that still doesn't look right.
Oh, for sure. It's not good.
And I actually think Gabriel has been impressive this year because I feel like this is the most duress he has been under in probably his entire career.
I bet him today 18-1 to win the Heisman Trophy.
But I don't know. There's just something about it. All right, we're going to talk some Heisman. We will do that when we come back. Also, we'll get into the list. Let's get into those Monday Night Football games, update you on everything happening in Major League Baseball. We'll do all that next right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9. Coming up next segment, I want to take a look at some of the early lines that we have for college football while we've got Tim here, because it's a big week. Let's just say that, Tim. Your boy needs to get back. Your boy needs to see a ball go through the net. So want to take an early look at that. Before we do any of that, let's get into the list. Davante Adams. Yes, according to, you're going to have to help me out with the name here, Tim. Vinny
Bonsignor
of the Las Vegas Review-Journal. The Raiders have begun reaching out to other teams to gauge their interest in trading for Davante Adams, showing that Las Vegas is open to the idea of moving the veteran wideout. Adams, 31, has been with the Raiders since he was traded to the club during the 2022 season. He led the league with 14 touchdowns in 22 before catching 103 passes for 1,144 yards and 8 touchdowns in 2023. That also should come with an asterisk. That's with Aiden O'Connell. Like that has been that to me, like, that's like really stepping up, and that's showing that if you can do that, you're still probably got something deep inside you. He of course has been out with a hamstring issue. I don't know how real that is or isn't, but I think what this is more interesting to me, Tim, are they actually going to be able to move him? Because like, to me, that's, we get into these situations where I feel like we do this every year with Davante, where it's like, it makes sense to move him, especially where the Raiders should be, where they should be, which is trying to rebuild and reload. But it feels like there's always been a difficulty in trying to like make it work.
Will they be able to move him? I'm not a capologist, but
like, everyone wants to point to the Jets. Like, do the Jets have any money?
I don't think so, do they?
And I mean, I feel like in the NFL's kind of become the new NBA, where it's like, I feel like the cap doesn't matter, and then weirdly, like, I feel like in the NBA, at least the second apron matters, or the aprons matter. But like, how do the Jets have any money to make that work?
I don't know if they do. So interesting, here's a couple other things about this story. It's very college-like. Antonio Pierce liked an Instagram post from Sports Illustrated that was discussing the, don't be surprised if Davante Adams has already played his last snap with the Raiders, and Antonio Pierce liked that. And then Kay Adams on her show this morning asked Davante Adams about this, and he said he hasn't even heard from Antonio Pierce. I haven't heard from him. I haven't talked to him. Social media is a beast, so it's a lot of people out there that saw it and wondering what's going on and reaching out. Yeah, this is it's a weird situation, needless to say. I don't know what teams could logically do this. So, apparently there's a rumor out there, speculation, that since Rashee Rice is likely done for the year, the Chiefs could go after him. Like, did they? I don't know who has money, who'd they be willing to trade with. I can't imagine the Raiders, even though they're not competing with the Chiefs technically, you know, because they're not going to be winning this division. They can't trade Devontae Adams to the Chiefs.
So the CBS has written the Steelers, because they did try to get involved in the
Ayuk,
the Brandon Ayuk. They also list the Jets. It's like the Bills are one, although I know Sunday night didn't go well for them, but it's like, man, I don't know if I'd mess with that chemistry right now. Like, that to me got game scripted out of their hands. Like, I think McDermott.
Well, when Derrick Henry goes 87 yards in the first play of the game untouched, you're not in great shape.
I would even argue before that, it was 4th-and-2, and they decided to punt and pin him deep, and then Henry goes 88 untouched and ran away from DBs. But like, to me, it's like that. I think if they would have known, I think you had to know that was a game where you cannot let. To me, it's like the key for the Ravens is never let them get in front, because when they get in front, it just feels like you're just fighting an uphill battle. They also list the Chiefs at CBS, the Cowboys, the Niners. How would that work?
I don't know. Like, I don't know how you work these things out from a financial standpoint. And the Niners and Raiders making a trade, those two franchises hate each other.
So Ted Wynn of The Athletic, he writes the Jets, Steelers, Commanders.
Whew. Now that'd be something. If I'm the Commanders, I'd do it.
Do you want to mess with it right now? Because like, I actually had this thought.
I do.
Are the Commanders the best team in the East right now?
They got Devontae Adams. They might be. Their defense is not good. But Jalen Hurts is looked off. Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown are hurt.
I can't decide how much of the Eagles looking
Lane
off.
Lane Johnson is
that's,
out.
That's what I was going to say. I can't decide how much of the Eagles in their current form is the result of injuries versus a mess. I think it's probably more injuries. Because like, what was the stat? If Lane Johnson's plays,
out, they're like they win like 35% of the time.
Yes.
I said it on my Sunday show. Like, their record without Lane Johnson is really bad. And they lost again. I think if you're Washington, they have money. Like, they've got cap space. And you're not going to be paying Jaden for the next 3-4 years. I think that would be pretty. I hear what you're saying, where do you want to mess with it? But, like, I don't.
He's 31. That's the only hesitation I have.
Yeah, and he's hurt kind of right now.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. But, man, when he's on. And I'm not comparing Jaden Daniels 4 games into his NFL career, even though his stats are outrageous, to Aaron Rodgers. But, man, put Devontae Adams. I mean, and then for Washington, like, Terry McLaurin becomes that much better. Like, Terry McLaurin's not a number one target. But if he's your number two target, buddy, like, good Lord.
I get it. We always want to do the crown the next guy. There is something to be said for when Jaden Daniels has the ball, and I think we should also put into context, like, okay, he ran all over.
Is it official? Ian Rappaport, Raiders star Devontae Adams has informed the team that he preferred to be traded, per me, Ian Rappaport, and Mike Garofolo.
Yeah, I mean, all I keep going back to is, I know you finished it, but I didn't. Man, watching Wide Receiver on Netflix, like, did that look like a guy that, it's like the whole time he's like, yeah, no, I'm happy here. It's like, that guy looked miserable.
Oh God, with Jimmy G, like he looked completely miserable, and then I was like, he seemed to like maybe get a little happier with Aiden O'Connell, but I don't know, man. I have being from DC, I am not a Washington fan anymore because the previous owner sucked the life out of me.
Yes,
and also fired me from my job once upon a time.
That's
not him personally, but his company.
Uh huh.
Man, for my friends though back there, I go get him because I said you go get Ayuk. I'd rather have Davante Adams than Ayuk.
There's something about Daniels is kind of reaching that point that I got to last year with Stroud, which is if he has the ball in his hands, it kind of feels hopeless. Like if you need a stop, like this, and I know the Bengals defense is remarkably banged up and they've not been good, but like what they did to the Cardinals, like that doesn't really happen in pro football. And it's like, and really,
I thought that was I kind of thought, short week, everybody's talking about him. Like, we did what we got right and what we got wrong for college football. What I got wrong last weekend was I thought the Commanders were going to lose in Arizona, and they did the opposite of that because they whooped that butt.
The other interesting thing to note, Rodgers, and you always have to caveat this, but Rodgers was on McAfee today saying, feeling a little banged up, the knee's pretty swollen and sore. Now, is that Rodgers being Rodgers, or is that Rodgers being transparent?
So I just pulled this up. San Francisco has the most cap space in the NFL.
How?
I don't know.
But I guess they're prepared. They're going to have to pay Brock, though,
right? They have to pay Brock, so I don't know. And, they signed Ayuk, but I guess that's backloaded. They signed Trent back. I assume it's all. They have $56 million in cap space right now, according to SpotRac.
Well, one thing that's.
Now, I'll say this about Washington. Washington is sixth right now, $26 million in cap space this year. Next year, Washington has $122 million in cap space, second most in the NFL.
So who else coming off their books?
I think a couple of their D linemen must be up.
Yeah.
I assume because they have some money invested, like Jonathan Allen and a couple of those dudes. The Jets do have a bunch of money next year, but right now they have $17 million according to SpotRac, so apparently they're okay.
Yeah, I mean, I do always feel like in the NFL, like they figure out a way to make it work, but man, like at a certain point, it's like I thought this used to be like the one sport that had like a hard salary cap, and it feels like we don't. This was kind of the other thing that I was thinking about. Actually, let's discuss it now. Monday Night Football. The Dolphins might be the biggest like depressing team to watch, and I found myself wondering, is this weirdly like a tip of the cap to Tua?
I was just about to say that, man. Do we deserve... Does Tua, outside of just get your head right...
Right.
Does Tua deserve a apology from all of us? Because the drop-off, and maybe Mike McDaniel, you could argue, is a little overrated. And maybe Matt LaFleur is that much of a baller. But, like, the Green Bay Packers lost Jordan Love and won the next two games with Malik Willis. More or less. Now, Tyler Huntley only had, a week in that facility?
Yeah, I mean, what
Malik
I do think...
Malik Willis was there for 3 weeks.
I do think what last night showed is that offense is not plug and play, because you could just tell everything was disjointed. They have so many motions, and everything is a timing motion and whatnot, and you could tell it was unfair to Huntley, but I'd rather watch Huntley than watch Skylar Thompson try to do it, whatnot. But I do think there's probably, like, in the same way that when Brady leaves Belichick, it changed how we felt about Belichick, as the be-all, know-all coach. And weirdly, I always thought Russell Wilson leaving Pete Carroll kind of elevated Pete Carroll a little bit to me, like maybe more so than we thought. I thought Rodgers kept LaFleur. Like, I thought Rodgers probably helped LaFleur's reputation more than anything, but it's almost like as Rodgers has left, it's helped LaFleur's reputation because he's been doing it. He now does it out of his shadow, and he's doing it kind of his own way. And the fact that he was able to not only win games with Malik, get Malik Willis, who in his starts with Tennessee looked like he could not play the position, made him look like a completely credible NFL player.
Yeah, it's a little bit like anyone who coaches LeBron is essentially, well, you have LeBron, right? And when you have Aaron Rodgers and it's your first gig and you go 13-3 all 3 years, yeah, but you have Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
And now you're like, oh. And now some of the advanced metrics people out there have been drooling over LaFleur for a while. I've been pro LaFleur for quite some time, too. And I think I'm still kind of pro Mike McDaniel. I'm not going to say that he sucks because of this. Like, you lose your starting quarterback, you're pretty much screwed.
Well, I mean, look at
everywhere.
Look what happened to McVay when he lost his starting quarterback.
Sure.
I mean, to me, like, there's definitely that. But
speaking of apologies in Monday Night Football, I think if we haven't already, yeah, it's time to apologize to Dan Campbell. The dude's a good coach, and they've got a great thing going up there. Like, when he showed up, Captain Meathead, biting kneecaps, they go 3-13-1. You're like, this guy.
You're leaving out one of the more underrated parts of that. He also, like, took over play calling. You know, like, when it just became a disaster, he started calling plays, like, the second half of the season, and you're just like, oh, my God, what is he doing?
This guy, what a dope.
He never called a play, like, ever.
And then we see, you know, we see what they're kind of all about in Hard Knocks, and they don't disappoint, but they don't get to the playoffs. And then last year, man, I kind of thought they were running out of steam. Remember, they lost on Thanksgiving as a big favorite to the Packers. They should have went to the Super Bowl. Like, I know, like, we did the story on Friday, I think, right, about his address being putting out there. But yeah, this is, this dude's, what they've built there is pretty stunning. And the fact that Jared Goff, who, I mean, they traded for him basically, be like, all right, yeah, you'll hold the place here before we get our next quarterback.
Yeah. You're a bridge guy.
Yeah. He went 18 for 18 yesterday for what, like 290 yards?
I think it was 292. And the other thing,
he caught a touchdown.
Also, Goff is my favorite NFL guy to watch run, because when you watch him run, you can tell he's scared. And like he runs like kind of like a draft. Also though, he made a really sick like over the shoulder casual catch. Yeah. It made me Goff's a baseball guy, and I'm a big believer of, I want my quarterbacks playing baseball for many, many reasons. But I think what we saw last night, and that's kind of what I've been thinking about in terms of the NFL in general. It is obvious to me the Lions' best is good enough at least to make a Super Bowl. And I think I've said this yesterday. Were the 2007 Giants better than the 2007 Patriots? No, but it's a one game, and weird things can happen. And yes, in the Mahomes era, it feels inevitable, but Brady got beat too. You know what I mean? Like, so it's a one game setup. The Lions' best, I feel like, is good enough. I think the Niners' best is good enough. Is there anyone else in the NFC that you feel like their best is good enough to make the Super Bowl, therefore win a Super Bowl?
I think Philadelphia.
And they have to get healthy.
They got to get healthy. But their best, if Lane Johnson's back, if A.J. Brown's healthy, if Devontae Smith is healthy, if Jalen Hurts is playing like he did 2 years ago, if you're asking their best, I think Philadelphia can go to the Super Bowl. But I don't know if anyone else can in that conference.
Are we disrespecting Minnesota?
I don't think so. I think they're good. I think they're better than we expected. They're only one of two unbeaten teams in the NFL, which is pretty stunning. But I don't think they're not a Super Bowl team. I don't think so.
The only thing that I was thinking about is we just make the assumption, if we go back to our San Francisco, the amount of cap room, and everybody's saying, well, they're going to have to pay Brock. Are the Vikings proving, like, to me, it's like we start talking about these. I've wondered with as quickly as we're having to move on from young quarterbacks, does that develop a second quarterback market? You know what I mean? Like a guy, scrap heap quarterback market. And if the Vikings go, you know, 13-4 with Sam Darnold at $7.5 million, does that start to like motivate other teams to sit there and go, we don't have to have the $60 million quarterback?
Maybe, but I think they would be wrong.
I mean, I think we can all agree, whatever you pay Patrick Mahomes, it's worth it.
Yeah, and I think
whatever you pay Josh Allen, it is worth it.
Right, and I think, to your point, the Jaguars, are they regretting paying Trevor Lawrence? Probably. Obviously, the Browns are, because Deshaun Watson is awful. Maybe the Falcons are.
Just a quick. 4th-and-3, he didn't even get the throw-off.
Yeah, I had the Browns in some contests here in town because the news of Devontae Adams and Max Crosby being out came out after those lines came out. So it's called a stale line. Mm-hmm. It doesn't move. So I got the Browns as an underdog, and they closed like a 2.5-point favorite. And they started 10-0, and I would have went undefeated in both of my contests this week. But I digress.
It was a big swing for your boy, too, I can tell you that.
I need to dive in. Because it's like when Russell Wilson struck it well in Seattle and everyone started to say, well, you just draft a quarterback in the 3rd round as opposed to the 1st round. It's like, well, I think he's the outlier. Actually, I know he's the outlier. Like he and Kirk Cousins. Cousins was the 4th round
Dak.
Pick. And Dak. Dak's a 4th round pick. Yeah, you're right. And Brock See, Purdy now.
That's for all the Mississippi State fans. I can't say something nice about Dak. Dak is a unbelievable value as a 3rd-round pick.
Oh, no doubt.
Or I think he might have been 4th.
I think he was 4th-round pick.
Yeah.
But then you could just go through the list of the random other slop that's in those rounds as well. So, look, I think for the Vikings, like if you can get good to great quarterback play at $7.5 million, holy smokes, the things you can do now with your roster and who you can pay. And that's why I do wonder a little bit, like, I'm not going to say the window's going to close, but, like, is this the last year for the Niners like this? Brock Purdy's making $1 million this year.
I think so, but it's like if there's an organization that I trust that they kind of figure it out.
I agree.
Them.
Yeah, I mean, and look, I mean, this is a team that doesn't have Christian McCaffrey until what? The latest is like mid-November now?
Well, our boy did go to Germany.
Did.
I have...
Got some stuff in that knee.
Yeah, didn't Kobe do that?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, yeah, I have worries about that. All right, then the other last thing, because I want to get into some early lines, pick your brain. What do the Titans do? Because last night, Levis throws a pick right off the bat, and he says the worst thing that you can say when you come off the sideline.
I didn't see him.
That's literally your job, is to see him. Also, though, gets hurt reaching for a first down. They bring in Mason Rudolph, who was fine. I mean, and Mason Rudolph had 3 throws himself that could have easily been turnovers that changed the game. But their offense did look more functional. The Titans did the last night. If Will's healthy, he's our quarterback. I just feel like that fan base is just ready for anything else. Like I do wonder if that was the Bryce Young's our quarterback, and then we find out, maybe not.
I mean, I don't know how you keep trotting that dude out there.
He does throw hilarious. He has hilarious turnovers.
I get it when you see him. I get it. Like he's got a big arm. He's pretty athletic. Mason Rudolph probably isn't someone that gets you all fired up.
He doesn't make you hot around the neck.
But, I mean, I'm a little worried about Coach Callahan's life, you know, the way that dude keeps yelling at Will Levis. I don't know. I don't. I think you play up that shoulder injury. I don't think you should play this weekend.
And then you also have the reality of, like, what does the locker room think?
Well, that's what we don't know, right? What are they seeing? Actually, they're off this week, so
yeah,
bye week. Yeah, you might come out of the bye week with a new quarterback.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, let's take a look at the weekly lines for college football. Let's pick Tim's brain early. We'll do that next right here on Jeff Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Program is brought to you by our good friends at Birdies, 493 South Main Street, Suite 101, Memphis's number one spot for virtual golf. Three golf simulators, as well as a virtual putting course. Great TV selection, a great spot to go hang out with a group of people. Also, if you're not into golf, you can also make it a karaoke night. Simulator 2 is available for karaoke nights. You can get all the information at golf@birdies.com. Also, make sure you check out their membership options. $100 a month will get you 10 hours on the simulators. Standard hourly rate is usually about $40, so a great discount there. You'll also get 20% off food and merch. Your fees are waived for league, tournament, and special events. You can also get 10% off golf rates for guests, as well as 20% for off golf rates if you exceed your 10 hours. All the details are at golf@birdies.com. They'll be open early on Saturday and Sunday, of course, for football. Also makes for a great spot if you want to watch some EPL. You can watch the Premier League there as well. golf@birdies.com. Follow them on Instagram at birdies901. Okay, Tim, how would you categorize this week of college football?
Potential to be chaotic. Not great on the surface, but it feels like it could be one of those weeks where we're sitting there on Saturday night and saying, what just happened? Like, looking right now at some of like the landmine spots.
Yep.
I think, you know, could Iowa keep it competitive with Ohio State? Could South Carolina beat Ole Miss? Could
Arkansas host Tennessee? I mean, like, you know what I mean?
Vanderbilt hosts Alabama off a huge win. Unlikely, but you never know. Clemson at Florida State. They've looked absolutely terrible. You mentioned Arkansas. Rematch of last year's national championship game. Michigan at Washington. USC at
Minnesota. Washington's favored, by the way. The top 10 team is on the road as an underdog.
That is correct. I've already bet Washington. Yeah, so I think it feels like it's not going to be a great week, but there are possible. Cal, weird things could happen out in the Bay Area, man. Cal hosting Miami. College game day is there. So I think
Justin Wilcox has a... He has at times been a air raid killer.
Yeah. So I think it has a chance. I think it has a chance. It's not great. Only one top 25 showdown, and it's a noon game, noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central. Texas A&M, Missouri, but let's see. Missouri and Michigan are both underdogs. So two top 10 teams are underdogs. How many top 15 teams lose on Saturday? Missouri's at A&M. Ole Miss is at South Carolina. Bama's at Vandy. Clemson's at Florida State. Tennessee at Arkansas. Michigan at Washington. USC at Minnesota. Miami at Cal. How many top 15 teams lose? You're talking about 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Eight top 10 teams, top 15 teams, excuse me, are on the road. Eight. I set the line at 2.5 because already two of them are underdogs. And I'll take the over. I think like Texas A&M this weekend against Missouri. I think Missouri's a bit fraudulent. I like Washington. I'm not in love with Washington in that spot. And I think Ole Miss has their hands full. I kind of think that Clemson at Florida State could be weird, but I just can't quit Florida State for some reason.
Yeah, and also Brock Glenn's going to play. And
is he worse than DJU?
Maybe.
But Tennessee at Arkansas? I mean, Arkansas that coming off a loss. Woo Pig, nighttime down there. I mean, Bobby Petrino.
I mean, that's 2.5. Would you juice the under?
Yeah. Because the two teams that are underdogs are Missouri's 1.5, 2-point underdog, and Michigan's 2.5-point underdog.
All right, what have we seen so far? I mean, it's early, but have we seen a ton of movement? What lines have danced the most?
The one that's moved the most is a game that probably no one really cares about. Virginia Tech Stanford, because we don't know the status of Ashton Daniels, the quarterback.
Wasn't he in a walking boot?
Yeah, so I don't know if he's officially out. The line would tell you he is. I'll say this, man. I got to look into Stanford's backup situation, but like Virginia Tech to have their hearts ripped out of their chests like that, and for them to expect them to go on the road in a weird place to play, 12:30 local, and you're just going to bounce right back after, let's be honest, your season ended. Like, Virginia Tech's hope was to win the conference this year. I guess it's not over yet. They only lost one conference game. But they're now 2-3. And now you've got to go on the road to Stanford. So that's a spot that I technically look at, but I haven't gotten there yet. Other lines that have moved. Georgia's been bet up to 24.5 from opening 20.
That would I can tell you this, though. If Hugh Freeze does have the Hugh Freeze special in him,
that's the spot?
That's the one.
Yeah, that might be. I mean, this might be the ultimate buy-low spot on Auburn. AAC, Tulane's been bet up from 11 to 14.5. Penn State's been bet up from 24 to 28 against UCLA. Arizona's been bet up from 3 to 6 against Texas Tech. UCF took some money. They went from a pick at Florida to a 2.5-point favorite. And Tennessee got bet up to 13.5 against Arkansas.
Yeah, the one that's kind of fooling with me, I saw Ole Miss open at 8.5, and it got everything I'm seeing says all the money's on South Carolina, and the line's moving. We got reverse line movement.
Yeah, so that opened 9 at Circa and got to 10, and now it's sitting 9.5. So one of the things we have, as I do a little shameless plug of where I work, VSiN, at VSiN.com, we have the betting splits. Now, the public usually doesn't get involved until later in the week, but right now it's 60-40 Ole Miss bets to South Carolina bets.
And the bets are on Ole Miss or are they on South Carolina?
Ole Miss, as of now.
Okay, see, I'm showing over at
But those are different books.
Right. Wager Talk is showing. Like, I don't know, because to me, it's I would have thought.
Yeah, they're so I'll say this. The company that you just alluded to, the website, as a, if you're looking for a great gambling reference, like looking at the board, I use Wager Talk a lot. I think it's very good. It shows you line moves and all of that. The one thing I don't know, as you allude to, the tickets and money, their percentages, I don't know where they get those from.
Right.
So I don't know. I'm not saying they're wrong. I just don't know where they get them from.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
No. I was going to get into another game, but...
go for it. Which game?
Yeah, I like to look at situational spots a lot, like probably too much. And Virginia Tech was on my list. Alabama was on my list. Arizona was on my list. I bet under their conference win total in the preseason, and it's not off to a good start because they beat UNC. I think Georgia Tech has a chance to smack Duke. I don't think Duke's very good. And Duke's 5-0, and they're catching a touchdown plus. Like, I think that the casual bettor will think that's candy. And I think I'm going to take the Ramblin' Wreck. I want to get 7. It was 7 earlier this week, and yeah, got bet up to 7.5. Georgia Tech off a bye. Duke off of the win over UNC, was down 20-0. Manny Diaz against his former coach that fired him, and Mac Brown. I think Georgia Tech should take care of business there, but 7.5 is an interesting spot.
Well, like, to me, there's a couple, like, what is Georgia like after the loss?
Yeah. Now, I think letdowns are both after wins and after losses. So, yeah, I think Georgia, to your point,
it's their first conference loss in like first regular season loss in like 3+ years.
Yeah. And like, there's part of conventional wisdom that says they're going to come out and absolutely boat race at Auburn. But I think, to your point, Hugh Freeze figures out ways to do this. Is why he was hired at Auburn, as you've pointed out.
I mean, they put up, what was it, like 450 last week on Oklahoma?
Yeah, they just got to stop turning the damn ball over. Are they going back to, are they keeping Thorne?
Yeah, they don't have a choice. I mean, that's the thing. Thorne was completely fine until the pick six.
Yeah, that was an ugly pick six, man. Whew, buddy.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing that always happens to him. You make it look like you're blitzing everybody, and you drop out, and he'll throw it straight to you.
He went Malik Willis. He didn't see him. Or,
Will Levis. I had the exact same thought. The other teams that I was, I don't know. Am I a sucker for thinking that Cal game just looks like eye candy to me? Getting the points.
I took a little nibble on 10.5 today with Cal. I wish that Miami had smashed Virginia Tech, so there wasn't like reasonable doubt in people's minds. But, and maybe it's the anti crystal ball in me, which won't go away. And also, I love Justin Wilcox, and I just think, like,
especially when he's getting points.
Him against Cam Ward, who has this propensity to turn the ball over. My only worry, and once again, I bet Cal plus 10.5. My only worry would be, did Cam Ward kind of get the Cam Ward game out of him? Because he turned the ball over a ton last week against Virginia Tech. But, like, I don't know how many people watched the game on Friday night or just saw the highlights. There was a play that they, before they scored their game-winning touchdown, where he was sacked like 15 times and like two hands shoved it to the tight end who was just standing there.
And then another unbelievable play, Restrepo slips on I think it was fourth down. Restrepo slips, catches the ball on his butt.
Yeah. They got some dudes, man. Miami's got some dudes.
Well, there's always the question with Cal, can they score?
Yes. But
am I wrong for not for?
Why Cal is Michigan coming off a bye too?
Why is Michigan State eyeing me?
Oh, dude, that's a great spot.
Oregon's got the big game next week.
Yep, it's on my list. It's on my list. Michigan State catching 24. Jonathan Smith going back to the state of Oregon against a team that he's had success against. Oregon's got the biggest game of the year waiting on deck. Like, I think look-aheads are a thing too, man.
Yeah, like, to me, like, that's a big one. Who else is?
I'll give you a sicko mode one.
All right, I'm here.
Thursday night, Sam Houston State. Sam Houston State this past weekend was down 39-21 to Texas State. came back, won 40-39, kicked a game-winning field goal with like 5 seconds to go, and now they got to go on the road to Minor Nation. UTEP plus 10.5. Are you man enough?
That I believe that was also Sam Houston State's only lead.
Yes.
I think that was the other thing. The other thing I was trying to think about was who are teams... That Missouri A&M game is weird to me. Are we sure A&M's good?
Are we sure Missouri's good?
I know Luther Burden's good. And also, I think we're also forgetting, Missouri did this exact same thing last year, where they were so unimpressive, and I feel like this was about the spot when they played Kansas State, and you had the back and forth, you know, seesaw swing, you know. I don't know. There's something about A&M that leaves me wanting more.
I have bet Missouri. Or excuse me, I have bet Texas A&M. I like them in that spot. I took some money line earlier this week, and I think, yeah, I know I will be on A&M in that spot. I like A&M.
Also, part of me wants to... I wonder if Ole Miss got their bad game out of the way. It's a different defensive line. It's a more athletic defensive line, but I also think that...
I wish they won that game because I would have been all over South Carolina here because next week they have to go to Baton Rouge.
Yes.
But coming off of the loss to Kentucky, it makes me a little bit more hesitant. But if Mississippi had won... They would be north of a 10-point favorite, I have no doubt. They would be undefeated. No one would even be batting an eye, and I would love South Carolina. Now, I lean South Carolina, but I might stay off because they did lose.
I also wonder, because I'm like you, Vandy getting all the points. It's like it's Diego getting, you know, three touchdowns plus. But I do wonder, can Diego even throw the ball over those defensive linemen?
I really want to take Vanderbilt.
I do too.
Diego, I think the stat is, we'll talk more about it on Friday, I think he's like 8-9-2 ATS.
Oh,
as a dog?
I think it's even better. It's something along those lines.
Yeah, it's insane.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we tell your story next, right here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right, Tim, for today's Don't Tell These Story, Tell Your Story, we go to Arizona D-backs managing general partner Ken Kendrick on Jordan Montgomery and the Jordan Montgomery signing. If anyone wants to blame anyone for Jordan Montgomery being a Diamondback, you're talking to the guy that should be blamed. Looking back, in hindsight, a horrible decision to have invested that money in a guy that performed as poorly as he did. It was our biggest mistake this season from a talent standpoint, and I'm the perpetrator of that. Tim, he's still on the roster next year.
People a little upset that the old Mets and Braves split their doubleheader.
Gentlemen's sweep.
Real quickly, just a quick update. Tarik Skubal, who will win the AL Cy Young, 6 scoreless today. Tigers up 3-0, headed to the 8th. And old pitcher's duel at Camden Yards. No score between the Royals and Orioles. Corbin Burns, 4 innings, 1 hit, 2 strikeouts so far for the Orioles.
Appreciate you, buddy. Talk to you on Friday.
Yes, sir. See you, man.
That is, of course, Tim Murray. If you missed anything, meet up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For Dennis, for Tim, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app.
baseball your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.